Welcome into Bucks Beat. Casey Phillips here, and the rookies kicked off their rookie minicamp first time out here on the Bucks field, learning the Bucks language. And we have Carlton Davis here with us, one of the guys learning the NFL ropes now, and I'm sure that getting to look down and see that NFL logo on the jersey for the first time was a cool feeling. So has it sunk in yet, and what has it been like to finally be out here and feel like you are a member of the NFL?
Yeah, it kind of sucked in last night when I came. Just being out here is a dream come true. You know, being able to practice on this facility, be on these fields, you know, with so many great players, even Hall of Famers, you know, was here. So, you know, it's a blessing and a dream come true. And, you know, I'm just happy to be here.
And I know that right now is a lot of the install for you guys, and that's really important. It's a lot of the mental side because you're not hitting yet. You're not really full-speed football. So how different has it been for you learning the communication, the technique, and all of that for the NFL as compared to college and the way that you're starting to see that you're going to have to adjust and really step that up?
You know, back in college, we kind of ran a similar defense. So it's a huge adjustment, you know, being from NFL, me coming from college. But, you know, it's not that big of an adjustment. You know, the lingo is different, but, you know, football is football. Whether it's any coverage, it's just different names and different terminology and all how the coordinator wants to set it up. So, you know, it's been a good adjustment, but I think I'm getting it.
You were called one of the steals of the draft, and the Buccaneers fans were so excited when they heard your name called. So for the people who want to know why people would be calling you a steal and why everyone should be so excited that you're here, tell them about the player that they're going to get to see.
You know, I knew I was a steal just because I felt like I was the best corner in the draft. And, you know, I can't control how the draft goes, but, you know, I'm just blessed to be in this environment and a part of this organization. And, you know, this upcoming season, just look for number 33, look for Davis the third on the back, and just look out for me.
Awesome. I like it. Well, good luck, man, in this offseason program. Excited to have you here.
Thank you.